Glory to Jesus Christ. When I think about this homily, I recall again, I think more and more I return back to past, and maybe this is not a good sign, that maybe it's a sign that well, I'm getting older. But now I can realize how much wisdom was offered to me and to my friends through people we maybe didn't value before. One of them was old spiritual father in seminary who was really nice man, and we took it that he's old-fashioned man, and he spoke in simple words, and we expected something great, something assignment. We wanted something to fill us with fire. And he was so calm, and he said boring things. But he said wisdom. And when I recall his words, I strangely how not wise I was, that I was not really understand, that I didn't understand what he's saying. Especially first week in seminary was tough because he was not saying anything like good excitement. He said, "Wow, great, you came, you are going to start this formation." And then maybe I mentioned to you once that his first words addressed to us was 95% of you don't have vocation, you know. But you have like 5 years or more to pray and ask God to give you one. But another word he said in the beginning was that, look, it's not easy. You came here, but be prepared that you are going to lose many things. And he said, you are going to lose your friends. You are going to lose a lot of your hobbies. You are going to lose a lot of ways how you spend your time. You are going to lose a lot of, and this was not good, you know, things, not things, because for us young people in seminary who had after high school, we had so many friends, you know, we are hanging out, you know, for a long time, and he said, oh, I'm going to lose my friends, no way. But we did. He was wise. He had experience. And he knew this spiritual law that if somebody makes this serious step towards God, that person is going to lose many things. And maybe this is why we stay somewhere in the beginning, we don't have courage to do this, because we somehow feel that. We feel that, well, if I move this direction towards God, many of my friends will stop to understand me. And many of my friends will not understand what I am doing, what kind of change in my mind came. And it will be not interesting for them to be with me anymore, because our interest will be different. And this priest was wise, because when I returned back after 3 months from seminary to like for Christmas break, and I met some of my friends, I realized they are different. All they changed. They didn't change, I changed through this formation. And at first I was sad, because I liked them, but somehow it was not the same. Somehow something was changed. But this sadness was replaced when I realized, okay, maybe I lost several friends. Who knows if they were friends? But I got 400 new brothers in seminary. This is the law which is in our Christianity, is life with Christ. Yes, apostles, they followed Christ, they left Father, they left their business, they left everything, they followed Him. But they gained more than they lose. Always when we have courage to make a step, and yes, we have this painful feeling that we lost something what was part of our life, because we follow Christ, we followed His words, we followed what He said. Always we will feel blessing which comes to our life, and we have something more what God gives us. God is gentleman, and He returns back everything what we offer to Him. He returns back each thing, you know, we offer for Him or lose something, He replaces many times. And look, from our gospel, it's so visible there. Those people who went to see Jesus, to hear His teaching and to be healed by Him on desert place, outside of city, they lost something. They could have good time with their friends. They could just sit down and to have to rest, to have great time. They could sit in some kind of bar and to listen jokes of others and to have great time. No, they stood up. They walked long distance to be with Christ. And they spent long time there, so long time that it was time to eat. And many of them, who knows if they took something with them. What is God's answer for this offering, for this sacrifice, when they lost their way of life and they came to Him? He fed them. He gave them food. And for sure, many of them ate more at that day than they would eat when they are home. Because there was poor people, maybe many of them would probably be able to buy only a little bit to not to be hungry. But Christ gave them food in abundance. This happens when we go and we follow Christ. We have experience of God's blessing. Always when we lose something because of Christ, because of fulfillment of His words, we are getting a lot of back. Not according our wish, but what is really the most important for us. You lost time this morning. You could do many other things. You lost time for Christ. And Christ is going to feed you today. And His food, He is He Himself. A living God will enter to our souls, and with Him comes gift of eternal life. Who can give us more? Let's try to have courage never to be afraid of to lose something for Christ. Because this is the way how we can become very, very rich.